another big thumbs up for the redheads, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. And for orange.
That's right. And have you started painting the town orange yet?
Well, not yet. I'm still stuck in Sydney, but yes.
Yeah, no, we know there were sightings of you around town last week. Was it hard for you to keep your head down and wait for the big finish?
Yeah, look, there's certain things you have to do. You have to head into town and get bits and pieces done. But I actually enjoyed it as well. The people that I met along the way were so friendly and encouraging. And it was really lovely to be back home.
It's certainly been a very big event. And today we reckon it'd be easier to get an interview with the PM than with you. I guess everyone wants a piece of you.
It's a bit of a busy day today.
Yeah. What time did you start with the interviews?
I think my first interview was at 10 to 6 this morning.
And when do they finish?
And they'll finish at about 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, dearie me. And, of course, there's a family to consider. They want you home. They want you there cooking the dinner and being part of the family again. That must have been tough for you, Kate.
Yeah, that was probably the toughest part of the entire process for me, was being away from them, because when I entered the competition, I quite seriously thought I'd be in for a few weeks and then I'd probably be booted out. And, so as the months wore on, it got harder.
And last night when one of the judges mentioned that your life was about to change forever, did I see your husband flinch a little?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, look, we've been aware for a little bit of time now that it's probably not going to look the same, and we're actually both quite fine with that. It's a bit of an odd concept when you don't know exactly what to expect. Yeah.
But you're pretty happy with your life already, weren't you?
I was. I loved life. I loved life. I didn't enter the competition with the ambition of changing my life. I had a pretty good life, but you know, sometimes these things come along, you take the opportunities and you keep just going with it.
Now, will it be chops and three veg when you get home to the family? Or will they be expecting five-star meals?
It probably will be, because that's what I'm craving at the moment.
Yeah. They'll probably say, Mum, enough of that fancy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Grill us a chop.
Can we have sausages?
Yeah. But I tell you what, you've set the bar pretty high for yourself, your daughter's next birthday party with that Zumbo gingerbread house creation.
Yes, I know. I'm not sure if I ever want to cook another gingerbread house again.
That looked tough. Was that one of the toughest challenges?
Definitely, definitely. I think with the time frame and the fact that it was a Zumbo recipe, it was very different to what I've cooked in the past. And having to make all those sweets as well, you know, all the time I've done a gingerbread house, I've gone to the shops and bought the lollies.
Right. And what about the snowman?
Yeah, wasn't he cute?
He was very, very cute.
He was very cute and he tasted fantastic. But yes, he definitely pushed both Michael and I to the edges of our abilities. So yeah, it was a good challenge to end with. I feel really, really fortunate that we've had that way to end, because it was a great challenge.
Well, waiting for the dessert, we thought, no, there's got to be one there last night. And then when the judges gave their points, when I saw the first nine, I was like, yes, she's done it. There's no way Michael's going to win. But, of course, his life is going to be, you know, pretty successful. He's got the scholarship, but you have the title, the book deal and the food dream. And is that still the B&B? Are you planning to set up that in Orange?
Yeah, look, definitely at some point. Obviously, it's probably shifted back a little bit now that all of this has happened. I've got a cookbook to write, which I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, definitely still planning on doing the B&B. Obviously, there's a fair bit of work that needs to go into working that out and checking out all the details. But that's the plan, work towards that.
Now, the $100,000, huge amount of money, which is to help you with your food dream, do they check up on that? Like, can you use it for anything else, to pay the mortgage or the electricity bill, or do you have to use it for that?
I haven't actually talked to anybody about the specifics of that yet, but my plan is to put it away to use towards that B&B, so that probably won't be an issue.
Now, the Central West certainly already known as a foodie destination, but you couldn't buy the additional publicity the show has given to the region. First, there was Matt Moran's farm near Rockley, of course, Merle Parish from Kidale, and so many mentions of Orange. You've been a fantastic ambassador for the region.
And I love that, because, you know, I've fallen in love with Orange, and the food that we have there right on our doorstep is some of the best in the country. And I just think it's fantastic if we can get that message out to people, because I'd love people to come and experience all that Orange has on offer.
So what is it about the local food that attracts you?
I think it's the sheer variety of it that's available and the quality. It's, you know, it's grown in such beautiful soil and it just tastes better. And it doesn't have to travel far to be on our plates. And I think that's all pluses in my book.
Now, do you have a garden at home or do you buy locally and try and source your ingredients from the local region?
Yeah, a bit of both, actually. I've got a garden and I've got lots of herbs and fruit trees and a few veggies, or it's looking a little bit sad at the moment because I haven't been able to tend it as much lately, but I'm very keen to get back into that. But I do love going to the farmers' markets and I'll actually be there this Saturday.
Oh, well, it's on this weekend. Oh, yes. Well, you'll be the one who has crowds flocking to her and, you know, wanting the signings and all of that.
And I might pick up a bit of produce while I'm there, craving some local produce again.
Now, are you going to have to go out in disguise with the dark glasses and the hat?
Oh, no, I quite like talking to people. It'll be fine.
And how would the kids feel about it, Kate? They're quite little and they just seem so amazed at the whole thing last night. Are they coping all right with it?
Do you know, they are amazing. Luke has done such an incredible job with them while I've been away, and they're so grounded and flexible and they just go with it. And I think that's the beauty of children, particularly young children, is that this is what's normal for them now. And so they just go along with it, and they're so encouraging of me, and particularly the older two who get the concept more. You know, they're so excited about the fact that this has happened for our family. And, you know, they may not fully comprehend all that entails in the future, but I think they're very comfortable and confident in the family that we have and the fact that we've been able to do this and we can pretty much do anything now.
Now, tell us about Luke's cooking skills. Has he improved while you've been in the house in Sydney?
He's a great cook. He's really good to, you know, get into the kitchen. But I think he's been doing the very basics to get by because he's been juggling a lot of balls. So he's told me that he has basically about 4 or 5 recipes and he just keeps churning them over each week.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you've had some great support at home as well. I know your church has been assisting the family and friends. Have they been helping out with meals or minding the kids? Or what sort of involvement?
My mother-in-law and 2 close girlfriends have been just incredible with the amount of support they've given, particularly helping look after Maya, who's not at school yet. And her little pre-kinder teacher up at Orange Christian School has been brilliant too. She's taken Maya on a couple of extra days if Luke needed it. So I cannot thank those people enough. But yeah, just the general Orange community, I've felt so much support from all of them. Yeah, and from church and from the school. And I just, have felt incredibly supported. So I'm very grateful for that.
Now, Kate, tell us how it felt to leave the house last night to bid goodbye to your MasterChef friends. I know you became very close to Rachel in particular. Will you maintain those friendships?
Absolutely. I would happily maintain friendships with all of those top 24. They're a great group of people. And, there are definitely some that I know will be lifelong friends, like Rachel and Ellie and Alana and a few others. It's been a wonderful experience in terms of that too.
So when are you bringing them all to Orange to party?
I have actually worked it out with a couple of people, but I'm not sure if I'll let you know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be swapped either.
Got to keep that one quiet, yeah. Now, just quickly, because I know time is short this morning, but Kate, the cookbook, when do you have to get into the kitchen and start working out and testing these recipes?
You know, I think that might have to start tomorrow.
It's
a pretty tight schedule. So, yeah, I've got to get started on it quickly, but I'm actually quite excited about that, so I don't think that'll be too much of a burden.
So in the Kate Brax family home, it'll be dessert for breakfast, lunch and tea while you're working them out?
Right. I'm thinking I might have to send a bit to, you know, some friends and school, or otherwise I'm not going to fit out the door.
And, of course, there's always the ABC. You can send it down here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, how did you manage to maintain your weight in the house?
With a lot of travel.
Right.
There was a gym, so I'd try and work out at the gym a little bit. But, yes, I've put on a few kilos, but, you know.
We noticed a couple of them beefed it up a little bit. Michael in particular seems to have put on more than a couple of kilos.
It's almost impossible. You're surrounded by food. The catering on set is absolutely wonderful. And everybody's wanting to practice all the time. And so what do you do with what's been practiced? You eat it, of course.
Of course. Well, as I said, there's always us. Mm. But you maintained a cool and calm throughout the competition. That must have been really tough in those pressure tests and those stress tests. How did you manage to do that?
Look, I think it's just a matter of perspective. You have to keep reminding yourself that at the end of the day, it's just food. Like, it's not be all and end all. It's not life and death.
Even when it's a Zumbo cake.
It can can start feeling a bit like life and death, but, you know, you've got to step back at that point and go, come on, it's just a gingerbread house.
Well, you did a fantastic job and, as I said, a great ambassador for the region. We wish you the very best and please, we'd love you to pop in with or without food.
That sounds great.
The best of luck, Kate, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very worthy win.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Kate. All the best. Bye-bye. See you.
Bye.